for the late start, everyone. But on the plus side, Alex and I did a little bit of raiding in the WJRH, one of the rooms back here, and we found some old WJRH t-shirts that are, they're very big. They're 2XL.
2XL. We're going to leave them there, though, because they're not our property.
Yes, Alex definitely did not take one.
I did not take one.
He definitely did not try one on, and is probably going to take it with him today.
I tried it on. I'm leaving it there, though. I took an orange one.
Honestly, I feel
you're
like
a board member, so you're allowed to.
Well, yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Are you guys going to order shirts this year?
We're going to order shirts every year, but it's kind of a very difficult process because they don't student government doesn't really give funding for shirts specifically. So
that's why you'd be like, hey, everybody, $15 a t-shirt. Want one? Come buy one. And then you do an order form.
Well, that's what we're going to do, but it never happened. I don't know. I'm not in charge of those things. So.
All right. Did you ever sell wrap? In elementary school, they always tried to get us to sell wrapping paper. And
oh,
such.
Yeah. I don't think I ever sold it, but I remember buying wrapping paper.
You remember buying wrapping paper? I just remember the magazine that they would give you.
Yeah.
And I just like flipping through it because it's like bright and colorful, and I was a child, so I was easily entertained.
I did in high school. I sold for National Honor Society. I sold chocolate bars.
Oh.
In all different flavors.
I remember when kids walked around doing that.
Yeah, it's the same. They're the Gertrude Hawk kind, which is the same they sell here, which are really good, especially the dark chocolate ones. Oh my God, they're good.
Are you trying to get me to buy some?
I don't have them with me right now, but I know they sell them every year for ASB.
Yeah, I've seen kids walk around with them.
Yeah, my friend Teresa was selling them a couple months ago. Man, I am very hungry right now. I don't know what it is. I had early dinner at like 5.
That's a lot. That's,
but
that's
then I had a bag
ago.
Of chips at like 7:30.
That's not going to fill you up, though.
No, man, I am hungry right now. I'm talking about chocolate. It's not good.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get to the music, because this is a radio show, not a talk show.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so the first song of the night, much to Alex's dismay, even though it's only the second song I've played by her all semester.
Definitely like the third or fourth.
It's. I swear, you can check on the internet, it's the second song I've played by her, and will probably be the last, because she's not putting out any music for a while. Because, of course, I'm talking about the one... Billie Eilish, who put out a new album, her first debut album, last week, which is called When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Which is not a great album title. It's too long, in my opinion. But anyways, it's fantastic. It's probably my favorite album of the year so far. Actually, I'm going to say it's definitely my favorite album of the year so far. And I've listened to it quite a bit since it came out last Friday. So everyone should go listen to it. It's really good. I'll be playing one of my favorite songs from that tonight, which is called All the Good Girls Go to Hell.
Oh, that's angsty.
Yeah. Little fun fact about this album is it was all written and produced by Billie and her brother, Phineas, in their house from where they grew up. It's done in a studio in their house, which is I think really cool.
Wait, they have a studio in their house?
Yeah, they have like a small little portable studio that they put in their childhood house.
It wasn't always there, they just put it there after she got popular.
Yeah. So a little fun fact about that. Anyways, without any delay, here is All the Good Girls Go to Hell by Billie Eilish.
Lucifer is lonely, standing there, killing time. Can't commit to anything but a crime. Leaders on vacation, an open invitation. Animals, evidence. Pearly gates look more like a picket fence. Once you get inside them, got friends but can't invite them. Hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Yeah. Don't say I didn't warn ya. Yeah. All the good girls go to hell. Cause even God herself. yourself as enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My love's your first love. Look at you needing me. You know I'm not your friend without some greenery. Walking wearing feathers, Peter should know better. Your cover up is caving in. Man is such a fool, why are we saving him? Poisoning themselves now, begging for our help. Wow, hills burn in California. My turn to ignore ya. Don't say I didn't warn ya. All the good girls go to hell, 'cause even God herself has enemies. And once the water starts to rise and heaven's out of sight, she'll want the devil on her team. My Lucifer is lonely.
Once again, that was All the Good Girls Go to Hell by Billie Eilish. What was that?
I just really heard my own breath. I was like breathing in while you came in. I guess I was really close. And it was just really in my head. Mm. It's kind of disturbing. Next song, though. Let me pull up the name of it. Because it's a long-named song. This song, you know, it's called I Like Bananas Because They Have No Bones by Henry Hall. Recorded in 1936.
It's an oldie.
It's an oldie. It's a classic. It's what I think we should listen to. We don't really play a lot of old music here.
Almost 100 years old.
Well, 90 years old, maybe.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it's getting there.
It's getting there. It's getting up in age.
It's a lot closer to 100 years old than most of the music we play on this show.
That is true. It's kind of scary. Yeah. About how old the song is, and now the ghost of the past can enter your brain through your eardrums.
Is this guy even around anymore, Henry Hall?
I assume he's dead because he was probably like in his 20s in 36, and that was 80 years ago, so he'd be 100 and something years old, and not a lot of people reach 100.
Yeah, it doesn't say. He wouldn't be. I mean, I guess he'd be sort of close to 100.
Yeah.
My great-grandma just turned 100, actually.
Oh, happy birthday to your great-grandma.
I mean, like a month ago, but still.
A month ago.
Actually, 2 months ago.
Wow.
As of yesterday.
That is very old.
Yes.
It's an old, old person.
All right. Let's jump right into it. As who's that guy would say? You know what I'm talking about. The YouTuber. The news guy. Philip DeFranco. You know him?
I've never actually watched any. I've watched like one of his videos, but that was also a long time ago. I do not watch Philip DeFranco.
He's always like, and let's just jump right into it.
Well, he can, you know, keep making that YouTube money. I wish I was making YouTube money. That'd be really cool.
We should start recording these and putting them on YouTube.
Yeah. But we also have to like appeal to like the 6-year-olds.
The clickbait.
Clickbait. Mm. Half naked women and surprised faces. Anyway, play the music.
Gladly. Here it is. I Like Bananas Because They Have No Bones.
Because they have no bones.
By Henry Hall.
Eating bananas sometimes makes me nauseous. If I eat too much at once, I get nauseous. Why are you starting? I have to keep talking.
It sounded like you were going in a completely new direction there.
Oh, well, I don't know. It's just like if I eat a lot of banana at once, the texture makes me nauseous.
Hot Takes with Alex Andrews. It's a new segment. We're doing Hot Takes with Alex Andrews.
Oh, I have so many hot takes. Not that I can think of right now. Make
you nauseous. I guess it's not really a hot take.
That's not really a hot take. That's just something that happens.
All right. Well, here we go.
Business hasn't been the same. I don't like your peaches, they are full of stones. I like bananas because they have no bones. Don't give me tomatoes, can't stand ice cream cones. I like bananas because they have no bones. No matter where I go, with Susie May or Anna, I want the world to know I must have my banana. Cabbages and onions hurt my singing tones. I like bananas because they have no bones.
Hello, Mr. Durante. This is a surprise. What are you doing here?
What am I doing here? You ask me. It's mutiny, that's what it is. I come a million miles, a million of them, to see this London people, and this is what I get. It's mortifying, that's what it is. This George fella singing about bananas. Bananas without any bones. What do you suppose he's referring to? There's only one banana worth singing about, and that's grown on me. So don't quote me on that. It's mortifying, it's mutiny, it's degrading, that's what it is. Ha! Words fail me.
Well, don't let it get you, Mr. Durante. Listen to George sing this chorus.
Aha, the famous spokesman, even the unknowns. They like their bananas because they have their only bones. It's everybody's weakness. It might be your ain. Didn't you like bananas? Because they have their only beans. Man, there's something in bananas that gives you that strange feeling. Nobody can resist them. They are self-peeling. The quintuplets bernies, man. Those healthy five dions. They all eat bananas, cause they have no only bones.
And we're back.
That's it? We're just back?
We're back, and we're trying to level out the levels, but Mac Rivers' head is now in the way of the level bar. Yeah, okay. Yeah, now when I talk, it's only one or two.
If you're listening and the levels sound weird, let us know. Or if they sound good, let us know. If you're listening at all, just let us know.
Let us know. You can call us at 610-330-5316, or contact us at the Matt and Gerber Alexander Show at gmail.com.
Yep, that's the name, Matt and Gerber.
Well, because the Matt and Alexander Show was taken.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, so we mixed the words up.
Shout out, real quick, some shout outs. Shout out to our friends over in the CS Lounge right now, who I want to go out on a limb and say are probably not listening.
Probably not.
But thank you anyways, if you are listening. Yeah, if not, well, okay, they kept asking what the number was, and I said I was going to say it. Our number is 610-330-5316 if you want to call us.
And you can prove us. But they're not going to be listening, so we can talk trash on them. They all smell bad, and they don't know what they're doing.
And another quick shout-out. Shout-out to you, Leah.
Shout-out.
Thank you for listening, as always, and
bless
telling
up.
Us the levels sound good.
Oh,
I just
cool.
got the text.
Cool.
Thank you.
Cool.
Very helpful.
Bless up.
Bless up.
Bless up. You are next on song choice. You got something good coming up?
Yeah, I like it. It's a song that I've been into kind of recently. Came out last year. It's on Fall Out Boy's new album called Mania, which is It's not a great album, all things considered.
Oh, that's a good NPR program.
All things considered or not a great album?
All things considered.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I happen to like some of the songs on there, even though some people don't like that album. But you know what? It's okay. This is the song Bishop's Knife Trick.
That sounds angsty.
Yeah.
It's very angsty.
So angsty.
The knife trick.
It's fitting because the show title today is called Windy City because it's just so windy today. And Fall Out Boy are from the very own Windy City,
Chicago.
So there you go. That's a little bit of a stretch, but there you go.
Wow. It's happenstance.
Yep. All right, here it is. Bishop's Knife Trick by Fall Out Boy.
Let's see how deep we get the glow of the
Once again, that was Bishop's Knife Trick by Fall Out Boy.
I thought that was pretty okay.
Pretty okay. There you go.
That's my general review.
The official review from Alex Andrews. Pretty okay.
I rate harder than Pitchfork.com does.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Alex and I are both typing right now. What are you typing, Alex?
I'm doing some practice. I'm doing Curry 3 on the slides for our programming languages class tomorrow.
You think we're going to need to know Curry?
No, well, it's just like a recursive or a function test. Like just a, you know.
Now he's typing on his phone.
Well, my friend Connell Lynch, frat star extraordinaire, says, what website for listening to us talk? So I sent
WJRH.org. Well, I guess he's not listening. He wouldn't know.
But. He's not listening yet.
he'll soon know.
Yeah, I don't know. We might have a brand new listener.
Wow, look at us.
Two whole listeners. It's okay, though.
All right, next up, we're doing one of your songs.
Yeah.
Man, I am just tired.
I am tired. It's strangely warm in here. It's not warm enough to be really sweaty, but it's just warm to make you fall asleep. Like, it's a comfortable warm.
Yeah.
Sapping the energy out. But anyway, we're going to play Move Your Still by Feed Me Jack, and this song just might make you tireder.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's not exactly a... Well, it's a little high energy. It's like a...
All right. Here we go. Thank you.
And we're back at it again, playing another song, hit after hit on WJRH.org. We should probably do a PSA too.
All right, yeah. Next, after the next song, we'll do a PSA.
All right.
This song is by a band that was here on campus last Friday.
Last Friday in someone's basement.
In someone's basement. If you're listening, and that was your basement, thank you for letting us have the concert in your basement. I'm not entirely sure who it was.
Emma and Jules. They lived in my dorm freshman year.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Emma and Jules, for letting us have the concert in your house. It was very fun. They're a great band. This is the Dolly Spartans. They got two EPs out right now. This is from their 2017 EP called Time Sides With No One. And this is a song called I Hear the Dead, which was a lot of fun when they performed it live. And we got to meet them afterwards, talk to them. They were really nice. They gave us free pins and stickers.
With the purchase or an Instagram follow.
Or, you're right, the purchase or an Instagram. And we hope you like them just as much as we do. This was the second time they came to Lafayette, and I'm sure they'll be back again.
Well, probably not, because Ben Gordon's gone.
Well, they could still come back.
Well, I don't know. Who
Ben
who
Gordon could come back, for all we know.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe he'll fail and he won't graduate.
Maybe. Let's hope.
Yeah, Ben will miss it. Ben, if you're listening, he's probably not listening.
Probably not. Yeah, he doesn't care about us like that.
But if you're listening, we're going to miss you.
All right. Cool.
At least I don't know, Alex doesn't seem to care.
Yeah, I don't care at all. Because Ben Gordon and I, last semester, we had a class together. We used to hang out all the time. And now we don't. That's how it goes.
Is that what's going to happen to us when we don't have a class together? We're just not going to hang out?
Yeah, probably.
Because we're not going to have any classes together next semester.
That's true.
Unless we take a GM together. We could take a GM together.
You want to take Spanish 103 with me?
Not at all.
What about Math 186?
Is that discrete?
No, that's statistics.
Oh, that's super easy. But no, I took it already.
Well, we can take, you want to take astronomy? I hear that's a guaranteed A.
Is it really?
Basically.
I've heard quite a few people are taking astronomy, actually. So yeah, maybe I'll look into that.
Guaranteed A. Oh, wait. Class signups are in like 2 weeks.
Yep.
We should look into that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to the whatever song you said you were going to play. Snapchat I want to listen to because I think it's Us on the Radio and I want to hear it.
All right. This is I Hear the Dead
I hear
by the Dolly Spartans.
Yeah. Give it up.
Yeah.
How about we play Teardrops on My Guitar by Taylor Swift?
Oh, all right, Alex, if you insist.
I could basically sing along to this song. There's very few songs that I can do that to.
You want me to keep the mic on so you can sing along?
I don't know. I don't want to overthrow Taylor Swift's beautiful voice.
Mm. Wouldn't want to do that. No, would we?
We would not. It would be very disrespectful to the artist.
Mm. Alex and I made a deal because I was playing, again, what is only the second Billie Eilish song semester.
I did look at the playlist history, and that is true. What? That it's your second song that you played.
Yes.
You played one 2 weeks ago, and then this week. Yes. I thought it was more.
Yeah, but it's not. But regardless, we agreed that since I was playing a song that Alex didn't want me to play, he could play a Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
So, sorry for all of you out there like myself who are not the biggest fan of Taylor Swift, especially your older stuff.
It's good stuff, man. All right. It's good stuff.
I shouldn't hate on it.
It's emotional. It's heartfelt. Makes me want to cry. Type in that name in so you can hit submit.
Yep. Teardrops on My Guitar by
Taylor Swift.
Katie
You're
Perry.
The reason for the teardrops on my guitar.
We don't even need to play it now. There you go.
I basically got the gist of the song.
All right. Here we go. And if you start singing, Alex, I'm turning your mic back on so we'll hear you.
All right,
and well, which is not to say I don't want you to sing. I want you to sing, but I want the people to hear you sing. Is what?
Okay. Well, they can't because I'm very bad at remembering lyrics, and so I'll be like,
I thought you said this is one of the songs you knew the words.
Yeah, but I figured out that I forgot what the line is after. You're the reason for the teardrops on my guitar. You're the something, 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 something. That's how it goes.
All right. Well, let's find out together here.
We'll find out.
Here it is. Teardrops on My Guitar by Taylor Swift.
Let's go.
She's beautiful, that girl he talks about, and she's got everything that I have to live without. Drew talks to me, I laugh cause it's just so funny. Singing, don't know why I do.
so he won't see.
Once again, that was Teardrops on My Guitar by Taylor Swift. Back when she had curly hair.
And that it hit you right in the heart, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Just right there. Touches deep down emotional aspects of our lives.
Yep.
That's weird. That's what it does.
How is her new stuff? Is her new album any good?
I don't know, is there a new album?
Reputation. I guess it's from 2017, so it's not that new, but...
Let me look at it real quick. Oh, I don't know, but I can't really say, I really can't remember it, so...
Is the album 1989 because she was born in 1989?
I believe so. So she's like 28, close to 30 now.
Really? Taylor Swift's close to 30?
Huh. Yeah.
Hold on a sec. No offense, but I'm going to check.
If you're 1989, that's now 30 years ago.
1989 is 30 years ago.
Yeah. Like, I know she's not that much older.
She's almost 30 years old.
Yeah.
Man. I would have said she's a lot older.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, a lot younger.
Oh. That's the money keeping her youthful appearances.
That's shocking. Anyways, there you go. You learn something new every day. She's 29 currently.
29. You know, that's still within my age. She's only 7 years older than me. Mm-hmm. She wants a young buck. Hey, Taylor Swift, take me out on a date. Get married. Don't sign a prenup.
I think she... I think she's actually dating someone.
Yeah. Well, whatever. They probably stink, unlike me. Anyway, PSA? PSA time?
Yeah, let's
are
do it.
Are these new PSAs? Or
PSA, don't listen to Taylor Swift. Just kidding. What was the PSA?
Are these new PSAs?
Probably not.
Well, I'll go on PSA Bank again, and we'll find a PSA.
That was so bad, though. Oh, here we go. We did this one last week.
PSABank.com. Good website for PSAs.
All right, here, I'll read this one.
Okay.
Federal Bank... Thrift and Credit Union public service announcements. Contact your lender. If you're a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments or principal or interest. Whether you have a mortgage, a personal or business loan, or credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. You're reading very heavily right now.
Oh, sorry.
Federal and state regulations of banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message is brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Regulatory Agencies. There you go.
All right.
I didn't really know what any of that meant, if I'm being honest, but...
Yeah, it's because... Okay. Here's a PSA for you guys.
Oh, we got another one?
I'm going to read it. Well, because that's not our full ad spot. Keeping our kids safe. 60 seconds. Music. Singing. If you're talking, they will hear you. Announcer. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversation that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medication, opioids. They need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenge of growing up safe and healthy, because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.com. SAMHSA.gov singing. So talk, they hear you. If you can do it, if you try. That's a whole musical spot. Good little tip. If you're addicted to alcohol, you should continue to drink alcohol because the withdrawals of alcohol are one of the ways you can die from the withdrawal of alcohol. And benzodiazepine. Benzos.
I don't think that last tip was a very good tip.
But. Well, it's a useful tip. If you're addicted to alcohol, don't go cold turkey unless you have medical supervision.
I mean, yeah, going cold turkey is probably a bad idea. But yeah. I'm not really sure.
You can cold turkey your cigarettes, though. Will not kill you. I'm not giving medical advice or anything, but that's just.
I feel like you actually are giving medical advice right now.
I'm going to be Dr. Ozzing this medical advice where you don't actually give it to him. It's like just enough.
But not really.
But not really. So that way, in case they're wrong, you don't actually get in trouble.
While you were reading that, I was scrolling through the WGRH website here, found our events page. Look, it's old pictures from our last Dolly Spartans concert. Yeah, there you go. This means nothing to you if you're listening because you can't see.
You can't see, but you can check it out at wjrh.org/events. Events.
Look, there's the guy in the bass. There's Ben Gordon with the long hair.
Oh, and without a beard.
And without the beard. The beard's sort of new, though. Yeah. There he is. Look at him.
You're really zooming in.
Yep, I should just send this picture.
That's a good idea.
He always sings. He puts both hands on the mic.
Well, that's because he's really throwing his emotion into it.
And closes his eyes. I have pictures from Friday night him in the same exact pose.
All right. Am I the next one on the music?
No.
Well, I have plenty of songs to go, so let's get playing them.
Actually, I think this is going to be our last song of the night. We have 4 minutes left.
Yeah, well, we should play Milk by Sweet Trip.
But it's actually, we just played one of your songs, so. It's got to be my pick, is what I'm saying.
Oh. Well, your pick could be Milk by Sweet Trip.
It could be, you're right.
Off the album You Will Never Know Why.
It's not going to be. I already typed in my pick.
Well, I can't read that far away, and it looks like Milk by Sweet Trip.
Tune in next week if you want to hear Milk by Sweet Trip. This is the song. It's called So Low. It is by Keegan Combs, who is the lead singer of the band Vinyl Theater. And this is, he does a few solo songs. He's got a few songs out now. And this is one of those songs, obviously.
Yeah.
Man, we are both exhausted.
I don't know why. I think it's the heat and the lateness. It is kind of late. It's 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we got an exam tomorrow, Alex and I. We got this 301 exam tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Programming languages.
So,
let's get to it.
Yeah. So once again, thank you for listening. This is going to be our last song of the night. We appreciate you guys. We wouldn't do it without you. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. For now, this has been WGRH, 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Matt. That's Alex over there.
Yeah, I am Alex.
And tune in next week for more great tunes and even better conversation. Oh, sorry about that. All right, here we go. So Low by Keegan Combs.
Have a good night, guys.
Never thought I could feel so low. Hit the bottom, but no one knows. Nobody ever told me, but it said it'd be so cold. Never thought I could feel so low.
Drowning down in open seas, I could breathe water and fall asleep. Or I could rise, be anything. Anything, everything I could dream. Doesn't even matter, doesn't even mean a thing. When everything is ended, all that's really left is me.
of kerosene. Light me up, rise again, hovering. Doesn't even matter, doesn't even mean a thing. When everything is ended, all that's really left is me. You in my life, I want you in my life.